You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our parade coverage all day brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers. And thanks to the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel for letting us broadcast for almost all the day at the Assembly Rooftop Lounge. Good little spot there. Heard rumors that Elliot brags that he goes for drinks there with his wife other times that he hangs out there.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. Elliot goes, has a couple of drinks, dances with his hand in the air.
Exactly. The little finger
swirly.
Twirl. Yeah, that's when you know it's go time.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Jack, let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So for those of you listening to the show for the first time, welcome to the Top 5 at 5. It's the best segment on in radio history, some say.
Many people are saying.
And what I have for you today is the top five funniest things that happened today. Now, there was more than five funny things that happened today. Yeah, some honorable mentions real quick. Kyle Quinn, not there again. Mr. Philadelphia has to be back here.
Oh, well, you take too much joy in that, and it's going to come back to bite you.
Once again, Captain Delco, he had to be sick back here.
Oh, I'm sure he was frustrated. He had to be frustrated.
One of these days, Joe and he will get enough cachet around here to get him out of the building.
Well, he's got to earn it.
He does have to earn it.
Now, He's the midday producer. I'm just trying to think if... Now, here's my question, and I don't remember this. In 18, was Seltzer at Fridays with Joe and John?
I don't know.
I think he was.
I think he was, too.
Yeah, I think he was.
Was he where?
At Fridays with Joe and John. Because that's where the parade broadcast in 2018. Because Seltzer was the midday producer at that time.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but I don't remember him being back at the studio. So I think he was down there.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Wow.
Well, Ben was there. I know Ben was there.
Ben was at the TGI, right?
I believe so. Weren't you guys on the train together?
No, it was just me and Marks.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, but I don't think I saw. I don't remember if Ben was there or not.
Well, Ben was probably, you know, climbing the poles and
yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, I have no idea.
Elliot and Devin's anthem breakdown. It was them having to talk while the national anthem they're setting it up was hilarious.
Yes, and the very moving scene.
Yeah, dude, they started whispering.
Yes,
which I really appreciate.
Can you let them do their job?
No, they were obviously all of us running through the city to get back here. Yeah. Honorable mention and the mayor's speech, which was stuff of legends.
Yes. Too long, Mayor Parker. No offense,
but here's the real top five funniest things that happened today. So. Before we went on our show, I'm standing there next to Ike and Hugh, and I turned to my right, just listening to the conversation, and I didn't hear all of it, but I got the gist of their conversation, and it's basically, we mattered, right? You know?
I didn't hear that.
Like, we helped build this whole thing, right? Like, we...
Oh, that's cold-blooded, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
True, though. It's true. And it's happened a couple times now. I'm telling you now, the two times they won the Super Bowl, we can't help but reflect and think back like, damn. how do we not win one of these things?
Like you, because when they're giving the speeches and they're on the buses,
yes,
you guys.
That should have been us.
It should have been you.
And listen, I'm keeping it real. Yeah, I should have been up there, man. I felt like I should have been at the podium at some point, man. We could have had it. I could have had a speech. I could have been Jason Kelce.
Spuds with hair, too. Like, he would have introduced you.
I could have been Jason Kelce is the quote of the year. I was actually saying to Jack, maybe 10 minutes before we went on the air, I said, it's actually cool that Ike gets excited for these guys.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get it. But yeah. Little did I know that deep down, you're
listen,
like.
Yeah, it's back there. Yeah, I got. Okay. Yeah, I can't lie to you. All yeah, right. Listen, I got to be honest with myself. Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
It's there. It hurts every year.
Yep.
But very happy at the same time.
No, but it hurts every year, period, when the Super Bowl comes around. Then it hurts even more when we're in the Super Bowl and win it.
And these guys are out there with the goggles on. They're buying Bud Light full things. I mean,
I wanted to spray champagne.
It would have been stuff of legend.
I wanted to wear goggles.
Yeah. I wanted a beer truck only
yes,
for
I
me.
I wanted a beer truck.
I want to get hit in the head with a beer can. I wanted to bleed for Philly.
Dude, you would have had the big goggles, too.
Yeah, no, I would have, man, for sure.
Yep.
For sure. I would have hammed it all the way up.
Now,
man.
You guys would have had still the old VCR or the old video recorders.
Oh, yeah, we had the camcorders, all the players. Yeah, you don't see anybody with a damn camcorder.
It's just a phone.
Yeah.
Yes, we all would have had, like, many camcorders in our hands.
Yep. The fourth funniest thing that happened today. You know, there's a lot of people I didn't expect to see that I ended up seeing. None more surprising than Ben Hill. Now,
so Ben Hill, our former chief engineer here of many, 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 many years.
Like 80 years, I think. Yes. Ben Hill made sure the EAS tests were run. You know, yep. It was unbelievable.
And he was a DJ at the pregame show.
Yes. Yeah, all he did was play Lizzo. Yep. Lizzo's whole catalog.
Yep.
And then I walk up there today. I've seen Ben Hill in 2 years.
Yep.
And he's just there.
It's gotta be longer than 2 years, right? It's gotta be longer than 2 years.
Yeah, maybe longer than 2 years.
I mean, right? Did he come back after COVID? Was he back here after COVID?
No idea.
I don't think so.
I don't think he was. I mean,
so at least 2 or 3 years for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just there.
Well, COVID would have been 5.
Yeah. I'm with Jack. I got up there. I was like, Ben's here? Like,
yeah. He was almost there like he was just working at normal. Yes. He was standing back there with Breitmeyer.
Here's the funny thing. You know that's how he got up there.
Oh yeah.
He basically said, I'm
now do you think he's at CBS radio?
Yeah. We gotta get Battle Does a very good Ben Hill.
Mm. Mm.
Dude.
Must be something,
you did.
Still have not seen Battle in since the AFC Championship. Championship.
Well, Battle thought he could leave his house at 10 AM today and get
to the parade.
Yeah.
His house in Collegeville.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He doesn't like that I say that he lives in Collegeville. Like, people are just going to be swarming.
To Battle's house.
To Battle. We don't know his real name, but or care. We got to go find where he lives. An hour away.
No one better.
That's a long way to get to you, Battle.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing that happened.
Battle lives in Collegeville. All right, I'm sorry.
The third funniest thing that happened today was not actually at our party, but this clip of Quinyon Mitchell is maybe the most shocking thing that I saw today. Here's Quinyon Mitchell earlier today.
That was Quinyon Mitchell.
It's the most I've heard him say all year long.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming. I didn't have that in my Eagles bingo card for today.
He sounded like Drew from Upper Darby or something.
Eagles is the most I've, and it certainly was the most passion he's shown all year long.
Do you hear how loud he was there?
That Don Julio was kicking in.
Yes.
Really was. Yeah. By the way, so is Cooper and Howie got hit in the head with beer cans today that caused a slice?
Wait, Cooper got? I thought Cooper got hit with his chain or something.
He got hit somewhere, but he was bleeding on his forehead. Yeah, he said, I love this city, scars or whatever.
I think he was wearing a chain and it bounced up when he was.
Oh, Cooper's got it. He's exciting white. He's got new jewelry.
I
haven't seen him with chains on all year.
Well, that's what happens when you win a Super Bowl. You wouldn't know.
Hold on, I wear chains without winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah.
No, I'd have loved that, man. Coop, man. Coop's about to be one of the most popular players in the city.
Oh, the summer of Coop.
The summer of Coop.
Going to be a lot of jerseys. A lot of
Coop. Wait till he hits He hasn't hit the shore yet.
Oh, nah. My God.
He has not hit. Yeah, he hasn't hit the shore yet.
They might need to clear out a whole shore point for him.
Like, I will say, it's pretty funny he wears 33, the same number that Larry Bird wore.
Oh, that is very funny, actually.
Well, yeah, spinning.
Well, Hugh was wondering whether there's going to be more babies born in 9 months named Cooper or Saquon. And I said, well, Hugh, I don't know if there's going to be a lot of white babies named Saquon.
Well, there won't be a lot of white babies named Saquon. That we know for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I don't see happening.
Though it would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like, huh, Saquon.
Yes.
It's like Juan Fritz. Yes. It's like Juan Gilio.
Yeah. What a good bit. Yeah. What a good bit.
That is a, well, you got Cooper and you got Jalen.
Cooper, Jalen,
Saquon. Jalen is a name that's out there.
Jalen could be both.
Yeah, yep. Jalen can be out there. But Cooper for sure.
There's going to be a lot of Coopers.
Yeah. Reeds? Any Reeds?
Oh, yeah. You throw a Reed in there.
Yeah.
For Blankenship?
Yeah, I know.
Exciting whites, man.
Yeah. Well, I guess Reed was on one of the floats today, and they kept yelling, Coop! And he turned around. He's like, it's Reed. We don't all look alike.
Guy, yes, yeah, the other guy, yes.
By the way, Battle says Ben retired 2 years ago and then called me a curse word for the college stuff.
Again, no one knows who you are, Battle.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a deep breath. The second funniest thing that happened today is, how about AJ Feely making his presence known?
Oh, yeah.
Spilled his Bloody Mary twice all over the set.
Yep.
I mean, can we can we lock it up?
Grip?
Yeah, lock it in. Lock it in, AJ Feely. Unbelievable.
Yeah, for the old heads, man. Tighten up, man. Yep. Tighten up.
And he didn't spill a drink. It's not like he spilled a vodka soda that's going to fade away.
Right.
He spilled a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. I got
disgusting.
Tomato juice everywhere.
Yeah, it's
yes.
on my backpack.
Are you guys,
come on, AJ Feely.
Are you guys Bloody Mary guys? I don't get it.
No.
I don't get it.
I would say 5 times in my life I've wanted to be a Bloody Mary guy, and I go and I get one, and it looks good. It's got the spicy salt on it.
Yeah.
And I take one drink, and I'm like, this is tomato
yeah,
soup.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Cold tomato soup. I don't like that.
That and mimosas. I'm out.
Mimosas yeah, I'm not a mimosa
are fine.
Guy.
I don't want
well,
one,
I would rather have a mimosas over a Bloody Mary, for sure, yeah. Yes.
Bloody Marys are disgusting.
I'm just saying, champagne and orange juice. I'm out. Just give me the champagne.
But the funniest thing that happened today is Hugh almost folding the organizer of the whole event there earlier today.
I won't give out the organizer's
name. No, we don't have to do that.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, he turned around. The organizer was actually next to me. And Hugh goes, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Why are you back here?
He was on the air, by the way.
Yeah, he was all on the air. It's always on the air.
It's all on the air.
Yeah, and he's like, you got to get out of here.
You got to. And was like kind of pushing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't have the heart to say I knew who it was. So I let the whole thing happen.
Well, I blame you then.
So then I wasn't even paying attention because I was such a cold little baby at the time, just concentrating on how cold I was. And I looked and I saw and I touched Hugh on the arm and I said, he's fine.
He's good.
He's totally good. This is his whole thing. It's fine. And he goes, well, I didn't know. And then he blamed me later for not telling him earlier.
So it's funny how we all had different reactions. My initial reaction was, who over here bleeping with Hugh? Like who's messing with Hugh?
Messing
like,
with Hugh, yeah.
Then I saw who it was.
Yeah.
Hugh, relax. It was all good. Yeah. It's all good, dog.
Now, in Hugh's defense,
he didn't know him. Yes, he didn't know him.
And
yes.
At our broadcast sometimes, it's not like we have security. Somebody can just, it's true.
It's supposed to be Taz, but yeah, he's always talking to the waitresses. Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, man. He's always talking to the waitresses.
Don't
Taz
start,
wasn't even there today,
don't
man.
Don't start me. What difference does it make? You know?
I tried to save you, Taz.
Yeah. Yeah. But in general, we don't have security there, so somebody could wind up where they shouldn't be.
Yes.
So I think Hugh is generally on guard for those sorts of things.
And let's just say this. They all pretty much had a few.
I was going to say, Buddy had a few.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they were feeling a little comfortable.
Yes, everybody was excited and happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
You know. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Save 40% off all windows and doors through February. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Damon and East Norton, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Well, hold on. How's that Commander Parade going?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We didn't have one this year, but I'm fine with that. You know, y'all did the city a service. and I appreciate what y'all did. You know, I should be an honorary Philly fan for the day. I'm
concerned. No.
I'm out here making Philly fans. All right, so it's fine. You know, I'm contributing to the city. It's okay. You know, but I still represented my Commanders when I went out there today. You know, I was at the stand and they said Eagle fan. Hail to the Commanders. Stand up, man up every time. Not
stand
down.
Up, man up.
People be scared of Philadelphia. Ain't nobody scared of y'all no more. All right. As a matter of fact, I remember the first parade. That felt like an actual celebration. This felt like a family reunion. Like it was a totally different thing. Like y'all don't have that fire no more. Y'all ain't got that drive no more.
Oh,
and we gonna show y'all next year. So yeah, it's a day for celebration. My baby mother ain't let me see my son today, but that's cool. But it was a day for celebration. Congratulations. This is your last chance. All right. Have a good evening.
All right. See, he wanted to come in here with some platitudes, and I wasn't letting that
No, out. We no, can't. Yes. That's why I yes. got him up there.
And then the real side came out, see, because it wasn't genuine. See, yes. Yes.
See, they're so chesty about this. And as I mentioned to the last Commanders fan that called up, they have almost nobody under contract for next year. So how do we know they're going to be good again?
Yeah, one good year in 30 years.
And I just... Also, I want to say, and I'm not saying this for sure about Jaden Daniels, but what I want you to do, if you're listening
call
to me right
RG4.
Now.
Call
him RG4. Oh, I'll continue like to call him RG4. Well, this is the point I'm going to make, is I just want you to go, and look, I thought Jaden Daniels was great this year, but I want you to go and look at the stats from Jaden Daniels' year this year and RG3's rookie year when they went 10-6. I just want you to note how similar they are and remember
what happened. Don't get too happy, buddy.
I just like me.
Yes.
You know, that just things can change. So. All right. Steve in Berlin. You're in WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What it do?
Hey, I got a different call. You know, I'm calling in. I just want to say thank you to you guys. I listen to you guys every day on my way home from work. My wife is battling cancer right now, and it's really kicking her butt, and she's a big Eagles fan. So this hit me on the NFC championship game. It's when we won, and Saquon Barkley ran on the field, jumping up and down, hugging, I always forget his name, Shipley?
Yeah, Shipley.
Exciting.
And I looked at her, she started crying, and then I started crying. And it really hit me. This team is very different from, Ike, I love you. I loved it back in the day, but this team is really different from the rest.
Oh, and, yeah, listen, we're a bunch of has-beens. Don't worry about us, Steve.
Well, they won the Super Bowl, man. I mean, they won the Super Bowl.
You want me to do it? Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
This Super Bowl, I'm a big, I hate to say this, but I'm a Jalen Hurts hater and a Sirianni hater.
Well,
so
okay.
When we won the Super Bowl, my wife said, now, you better apologize. I said, who am I apologizing to? To Jalen Hurts and Sirianni, that I'm never allowed to complain about Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I have much respect for them guys now. I look at them different. You know, and the Super Bowl was really meaningful to me because I'm not sure where my wife's going to be, you know, in 6 months. But she got to see her team win another Super Bowl. And this Super Bowl, we've made a statement to the NFL that the Eagles are no joke. And all these clowns that talk trash, ESPN and all these other guys, they can go pound sand. And these Dallas Cowboys haters, they just, I can't stand listening to these fans of the Cowboys either. So I love listening to you guys. You guys keep doing what you're doing. Let's go, Birds.
All right,
go, Birds.
God bless your wife.
Yes,
well.
Steve. God bless your wife, man.
Yeah,
yes.
Good luck with that. Yes. He said one thing in there that I grabbed onto. I lost it. All right, whatever. Jerry, Truckhorn Jerry, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What you really want? What you really want? DMX!
Boy.
In the words of Jor Malata,
yeah.
We are the champions, my friend. We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Not everyone's got his pipes. Yeah.
Come on, truck horn, Jerry. We get it.
Oh, no.
Because we are the champions of the world. Go Bears! All right, fellas. So I'm on a chopping block. There's minions out there listening to my calls now for some reason.
All right.
And, the minions are out.
Let's not make it more than it is. Yes?
Yeah.
So what do you mean?
My son, you know what I mean. My son was at the parade today. They were up at the podium. They crunched their way up to the podium today.
Yeah.
And we're up there for the show. And we had a moment that, because he wishes I was there with him, and me too, because he's seen two Super Bowls, and it took me 40-some years to see two Super Bowls. So I was real excited that he was able to get up there with his boys. There's about 15 of them. They trenched up there. They got on the train. It's 6:30 this morning. You know.
How old's your son?
He's 21. They're college kids, and he goes to the UD. They're graduating. He's graduating in the spring. I'm so proud of him, you know, for all this crap that he's done over the years. But he's graduating college, dude, and he's been living in life for the last 4 years. I can tell you that right now. So. I just am glad that you guys let me come on here. And Spike, you will meet me next Friday, and I will buy you a beer, because you're not going to have to buy us dinner. I'll tell you that right now. That's all I need to say. So, I love you guys.
That's
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle! See you later, fellas.
See you, Jerry.
All right, Jerry.
I'm running through Tennessee right now. So,
all right.
Bye, fellas.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Jerry.
Bye, Jerry.
There's like three calls in one from Jerry there. It doesn't sound like the thing with the ex-wife is going too well.
Nah, he's not going to land that plane.
No, he's not.
No.
She's still at his house.
She woke up and realized, she's like, I'm not going anywhere with you.
And she's still at his house.
Yeah, he calls her hon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we see who's sort of leading this.
Yeah.
I don't think she's taking them back. It's looking good out there, by the way. It's really clearing up.
It is, man.
Are you being sarcastic?
Very. Yeah,
he's definitely being sarcastic.
It's not clear at all. Well, it hit me.
I might do the first 2 hours of Broads.
You know what, though? Real quick, I got to admit, a lot of pictures of Jalen and Nick Sirianni smiling together.
Well, I thought Jalen.
A lot of pictures smiling together.
Jalen, do you have Jalen's speech there? We'll play it when we come back.
Yeah, I gotta play QB1 speech.
I thought his
it's inspiring.
His I thought his he was the most complimentary of Nick.
See, and I
that
need to hear that.
Been.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Yeah. So, and I appreciate Alex cut this up.
Okay,
he cut out all the dead air.
Okay,
and got it down to 320.
Okay,
because
it was. I know technically it went on for 4 minutes and 15 seconds, but there were some pauses.
Of dead air there.
There was, dude. I was listening to it.
You could do that in any speech. You're being unfair to Jalen.
Would never be unfair to Jalen.
You're being unfair to Jalen.
Would never do that. My quarterback?
Yeah, you're a quarterback.
That's a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, he is, and I'm sick of you questioning him.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, we'll play Jalen's speech coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, great news. There's never been a better time to make the move to Verizon. Get over $500 in value and savings when you have mobile and Fios with Verizon. Plus, the Fios 1 gig plan comes with a 5-year price guarantee. Save up to $300 annually on your Fios internet bill. Plus, for a limited time, get a $200 Verizon gift card when you sign up for a Fios 1 gig plan and use it to pay your Fios bill. That's like getting 3 months of free Fios home internet. Don't miss out. Stop by your nearest Verizon location for details on this limited time offer and learn how you can get over $500 in value and savings today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heaven save me,
but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on, Elijah.
And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking.
Boy, my voice is terrible.
Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Welcome to the show, everyone in the parade.
Yeah.
Ike is ready to start doing the next part.
I'm getting closer. You hear me? Yes.
Yeah, like the last couple of times. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers wants to congratulate the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's online at marks-jewelers.com. A lot of votes here, but I'll just pick the one that says Jalen because we're going to play the Jalen speech here. And as I mentioned, I thought this was the most complimentary that and purposeful that Jalen Hurts has ever been about Nick Sirianni. So, Jack, why don't you hit it?
Everyone welcome Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Philly, Philly. On behalf of my teammates and myself, we want to thank you. Thank you for all of your support this year, all the passion, every ounce of it. I want to thank my teammates, thank my offense from the quarterback room to the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs. Saquon Barkley. Saquon. And from left to right on the O-line, started off in the run game and in the pass game and giving me time and allowed us to go out there and play hard and then go on to the defensive side. Defense won championships. Defense won championships. A lot of love for the defense, that front seven, how they play, how those linebackers flew around this year, and how those DBs set the tone, fly to the ball, were enforcers in their run fit and everything. A lot of thanks for those guys. And I want to give a special thanks to the specialists as well. Zeke Elliott showing up like he did in that last game. Rick and Braden on the snaps, on the punts. Very thankful for my team. And we couldn't do it without leadership. We couldn't do none of this without leadership. And that starts with Coach Nick Sirianni. I want to thank Coach for his intentionality. And then we go to Howie for always doing what he does best, going out here and getting his great talent and being able to build his team. It all starts with him. And last but not least, Mr. Lurie. Mr. Lurie for having the faith in me, drafting me, and bringing me to this city. I got a lot of appreciation for him. And we can't do it without the fans. We can't do it without the fans. We all appreciate you. We love you. You know, I told myself that when I got drafted, that I wouldn't come to the Rocky Steps until I won a championship. Woo!
You here, baby!
And now we're here. And I know this year, this team has had to battle through so much. This team has had to fight. This team has had to persevere. And there's been a ton of scrutiny, a ton of opinions, a ton of all of that. But I know about this city, one thing we do, we fight. We fight. And you go through the course of these things and you learn that success isn't built off of approval. It's built off of endurance. It's built off of strength. You can't quit. You can't lose if you don't quit. And in Philly, we don't quit. So thank you. The next pursuit begins. Go Birds.
So one of two things happened. Either we cut out the line where he cursed, talking about Sirianni, or I combined in my mind him talking about Howie and him talking about Sirianni. Was the curse word line in there?
Well, it wasn't in there. They cut that, yes.
They cut that line.
I think so.
Okay.
I forget if it was about Nick or where it was in the speech.
I thought it was about Nick because he only said one line about Nick in there, and I thought in his original speech he said more than one line about Nick. He thanked Nick for his intentionality. So either I was combining what he was saying about Howie and Nick in my head when I heard it, or I don't know.
I think he said intentionality.
I think he said intentionality.
No, but I thought he said intense and then intentionality and just combined them.
Into one word.
Yeah.
New word.
Put that on a t-shirt.
What we do.
Well, yep. It actually describes Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
Intentionality?
Intentionality. Yeah. I don't think that's going to work. Jason in South Carolina, you're on WIP. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
fan, long time listener.
Oh, thanks.
Long time Birds fan. It all started in Brooksville, Florida, we'll say 89-90,
okay,
with the Jerome Brown Youth Clinics.
Wow.
Got flown up with Jerome Brown's father to Veterans Stadium, where Rich Kotite gave me the patch on the jerseys, which is nowhere near as big as the one on you see nowadays. Right?
Yep.
Missed the last parade because I had moved from Florida to South Carolina. My kids were three. Felt it was a little too rowdy for my boys to go to the parade. So instead, we went to Brian Dawkins' inauguration. I guess thanks, Roger Goodell, for not making him first ballot Hall of Famer. He should have been first ballot. I shouldn't have had to choose. But here we are. Fast forward to today, whatever year we're in. And I got to bring my boys at 11 years old. I was 11 when I took my trip. I didn't get their picture in front of the Rocky statue. You guys kind of had that one booked. But, man, was it incredible to bring my two boys. I got twins out there to the streets of Philly, and we walked around for about 5 hours, long after we saw the parade, got us some pretzels from the Philly Pretzel Factory, and Chickies and Pete's was just a little too full.
It's a big Chickies and Pete's day, I would imagine. Going to be a lot of crowded bars in Philly tonight. And please, if you're out there.
I was trying to cheat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was trying to cheat and get them their cheesesteaks and the pretzels, but we ended up with just the pretzels before we had to roll out.
Oh, well.
It's okay.
Sounds like a success nonetheless, though.
Yep.
Oh, man. It couldn't have been any better. I got to hear my one who's as enthusiastic as I've ever been lead a couple of Eagles chants, and I was hoping here at the end he could lead one riding out.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Let's hear it, baby. Let's hear it.
All right, you ready, Ace?
E-L-E-S.
Eagles. Boy's been selling it since he was two. Go Bird.
He nailed it.
That's a good one. It did sound a little like Devin.
Yeah. Well, he is young.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just sound
yeah,
a
he's not
like
a professional
Devin.
Broadcaster.
No,
come on.
No, I'm just saying. He sounds a little like Devin. That's all.
It's a little like Devin. Not to make this all about Mayor Parker's speech.
Here we go.
But yeah, well, it was so long. It's still going. She's off somewhere still talking. They unplugged her mic.
I really do think that. She got the Oscars music.
Yeah.
You got to.
No doubt.
You should have leaned in and just done an Eagles chant. I mean,
I'm actually shocked she didn't.
I agree.
Do you think she was nervous that she'd screw it up?
Well,
how do you not do it?
How many times has she practiced that in the mirror since then?
A lot. But she did have a member of her, is it a cabinet?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
They screwed up the Eagles chant again the other day.
Oh, yes.
I did see that. I think they want to stay away from it. Yeah. Because I'm telling you, in your head, you think you're saying it correctly.
Yes.
And you missed that one letter and you're like, oh, God.
Yep.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah, I was... Mayor Parker, God bless you. Too long, and you should have hit us with the EAGLES.
Yes. Well, and if you're going to end the last thing, sorry, Mayor Parker. Don't end, if you're going to end on something, don't end on some catchphrase nobody knows. She was
what was that?
One, everybody, one Philadelphia or something? End on Go Birds or EAGLES. Come on. Who's writing your speeches?
First of all, whoever wrote that took way too long. They added way too much in there.
Yeah, it was like 9 pages.
No, I think she started freestyling. I think she got up there and started doing her own thing.
Like, last thing.
She had the longest speech of anybody today.
She killed the buzz off the parade.
If you took Jeffrey Lurie, owner of the Eagles, Howie Roseman, general manager of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Eagles, added up all of their speeches, it still would have been shorter than Mayor Parker's speech.
I think you're right.
It's wild.
I think you're right.
What are you doing? Come on.
Have a feel.
Yes.
You can add Big Dom's speech in there, too.
Yes.
Yes.
You could even throw in AJ's probably.
Right.
Like Shapiro's was fine.
Yes.
It was a little
his was
politicky,
okay.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Get in, get out. I was okay with that one.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Dave and Esprit Strasburg, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm glad I bet the over on Mayor Parker's speech at 8 minutes. I got the over under was 8 minutes, so I'm glad I did that. Nice talking to you guys again. So reminiscing over my second Super Bowl. You know, these guys are seeing
these young cats. It took me 66 years to see my first Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. The Sunday that they won the Super Bowl, that Friday night when my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer. So that was kind of a bittersweet Super Bowl. So this time around, I knew, and let me tell you, Ike.
Yes.
Are you there, buddy?
I'm here, bro.
When you said, I'm going to put this on the air right now. Brandon Graham did the two greatest things I've ever seen in Eagles history or in my lifetime. That strip sack of Brady and that speech he gave at Chickie and Pete's that popped the pimple or whatever you want to say that was growing there, right?
Yep. I truly believe that, Dave. I believe that.
People used to put their ears on the track to see if the train was coming, you know?
Yeah.
And he saw it right in front of his face last year of how it all just got away.
Yep.
And he wasn't going to do that again.
Yep.
I mean, it is just absolutely, you know, but.
And the great thing about that, Dave, is the team didn't fall apart from it. Now, they didn't like that the family business was being aired out to the public, but you know what? It forced them to have to address it behind closed doors.
It might have saved the season.
I truly believe that, because that thing was teetering at that point.
Yep.
He's on the Mount Rushmore with Fangio, Saquon Barkley, and who else is on there? But anyway, it was just, it was a super season. One thing about Saquon Barkley, you can tell a lot about a man of how he treats his family.
Yep.
And you know, how cool would that be to be Saquon Barkley? You know, Saquon Barkley's your father, you know? Oh, boy.
Would be pretty cool right now.
Look at my son. He's like, I wish he was my dad. Yeah. Hey, man, knock it off over there, man. I'm joking. My son didn't say that. I'm just saying.
You can see it, though. Yeah.
All right. On the pitchers and catchers, Jim.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Good appetizer today. Main course starts in 42 days.
Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care, buddy.
On the Saquon Barkley tip, in all seriousness, man, what a year. What an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, Jalen got us over the hump, Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl MVP, well-deserved. But we know the MVP of this team this year was Saquon Barkley.
You can't get over the hump until you get to the hump.
Yes.
Yeah, Saquon got us to the hump.
Yes, and I like the mic'd up version of Saquon and Jalen talking there. And Jalen acknowledged that.
Yes.
Like, I think that was heartfelt and it was true. Jalen's like, no, dude, you were the missing piece.
Yes.
Basically saying, you weren't here prior to this.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you were the missing piece because I know how much you meant to the team this year. And not just his on-the-field production, but I think his presence and how he was able to come in as somebody. And I've heard enough from different parties about Saquon being a voice of reason in the locker room, being a voice of reason in the midst of all the chaos. I think they do. And you've heard AJ refer to Saquon as how great he is. Like, these guys realize having that guy there, it's okay to have that guy there who isn't affected by what had gone on in the past. Really, Saquon is looking at it like, dude, you guys don't know how good you can be. This is a situation I've come from. Dysfunctional, no clue, no direction, no hope. And you guys have all the talent in the world. You just got to get out of your own way. And I think he was able to help them see that this year. I truly believe that. And there's no way he doesn't have a C on his chest next year.
He better.
There's no way he doesn't have a C on his chest next year.
He looked like the leader of the whole offense.
Well, the only reason he wasn't on there this year because it was just his first year.
Yeah. The mic'd up, I thought the whole Super Bowl, he looked like the leader of the team.
You know what's funny? When we did the top 11 last summer, and you had some questions. You're like, how could you? And you didn't like Saquon, but you were like, how could you put him on the top 11?
I can't put him on there,
And now.
My goodness, he's one or two.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have him as one.
I think, I mean, he was the best player in Philly this year.
Yep.
The and Jalen had a great Super Bowl, but be assured that part of why he was able to have the game he had is because the entire Kansas City defense was focused on stopping Saquon Barkley.
Yes, sir.
And it now Jalen took those,
he took advantage
made
of
great,
it. Yep.
Made great throws, all those things. But but that happened because of Saquon.
No doubt about it. What a man, 26. Give me four more.
Four more?
Four more what?
Years.
Oh, I thought like, we were going rings. Wow. Easy in there,
no,
big fella.
Saying, give me four more years, and we're going to solidify this Hall of Fame career, and we will have erased the Giants' career.
I will. I want three, would
you'll
take two.
You'll take three, yeah.
I want three.
You want three, and you'll take.
I will take two.
I think we need three to get him in.
Or the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I agree.
Right? We need at least three to get him
unless
in
the next tour is outrageous as this one was.
Now, here's my big follow-up. Who is a better 26-11-6? Saquon, A.J., Devontae, or Howard, Utley, Rollins?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. I'll let you have that one.
Yeah, right. It is. It's pretty. It's funny how.
It's the Phillies one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I just think that the and it, I'm not saying it will always be that, but the time, the careers that those guys had is just more accomplished in
more
in
legendary.
Terms of, yeah,
I did like seeing
you're looking at three potential. I mean, I know Ryan won't get in, but he put up five Hall of Fame years.
Oh, yeah, I mean
there, like you're talking about three guys that had Hall of Fame prime careers
and two MVPs and one, you know, and one
could have easily been an MVP.
Yeah. So, you know, want to end on this?
You slid your little Phillies question.
Well, like the. There was a lot of last week about the symmetry.
I've seen the 26-11-6.
It made me happy.
It.
Three best players in the Eagles' offense, and the three best Phillies.
So the best six is Ryan Howard.
What do you mean? Yes.
That's best number six between Ryan and Devontae.
Yeah.
AJ's better than
J-Roll. Would you go AJ over J-Roll?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
J-Roll won an MVP.
Utley could have won that MVP.
Okay.
I don't know if I go AJ over J-Roll.
Well,
but at least
if
nothing else is even.
If I'm looking at who I think is the better player at their position, right?
Yeah.
I think AJ is a better wide receiver than overall J-Roll is a shortstop.
But J-Roll, if you're just talking about Philly, who is
okay, J-Roll.
The 11, it's J-Roll.
So 26.
That's for everyone else. I would say Utley still.
But it's still Utley.
Is it?
Is it? We did a poll, and I think 85% said Saquon.
Well, you can't do the poll now.
In the middle of the...
Yeah. And I love Saquon. Great respect for Saquon. But, like, those guys...
They did it, and they did it for a while.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I just like the symmetry.
You might go three for three on the Phillies.
Yeah.
It might be three for three for the
Phillies. For now.
Their whole careers were basically...
Although the AJ, Jimmy. I'm with Jimmy over AJ.
Okay.
Jimmy's my favorite Philly.
I know.
Bryce is second.
Right.
What
about number threes?
AI versus Iverson? Or AI versus Harper? Nolan Smith?
The Eagles don't even have a number three. Oh, I forgot his
Nolan Smith.
He was...
If you put that poll up right now, Nolan Smith would probably win.
Probably.
Yeah.
By the way, good thing he was not near a microphone, given some of the videos I saw of Nolan Smith today.
Nolan Smith was out there today.
Whipping out miniatures. I mean, it was a scene.
I feel like a lot of these guys decided to let their hair down today.
It's good. Yes. You should.
Yeah.
The grind can start on Monday.
I agree.
Or Tuesday.
I agree. Or March.
Sure.
First.
Yep.
We have no text line today because we weren't here for it, but it would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Want to hit you with one quick speech before we go. Landon Dickerson, we were all waiting for. It had, I counted, six instances of profanity in a minute and 40
seconds.
We knew
seconds. He would. Yeah, knew he would.
So here was Landon Dickerson.
How we doing today, Philly?
Yeah, thank you.
I need y'all to get loud right now. Give a round of applause to Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, and Nick Sirianni. Without them, this team wouldn't have been possible. And without you guys, every fan here, every fan at Delco, Montgomery County, Chester County, across PA, Jersey, and across this country, this wouldn't have been possible. I'll tell you right now, when I got drafted here, everybody said it was impossible to play in Philly. I found out all y'all want is for us to give everything we can for this city. And y'all give it right back. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. Every game, every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, it doesn't matter. I don't think I played a f***ing away game my entire career. I can't tell you how grateful I am for all my teammates out here. We've been through so much all this whole year. And these guys, they've done everything for everybody, man. It wasn't about just an individual. It was the whole team. We've gone through, but it don't matter. We brought home that Lombardi, baby. I can't tell you how much it means to me, and it means to every guy on this team, the city and everything, the support. I've never seen anything like it. And I can tell you right now, there's not another fan base in this country that can match what we do here. I don't even got words to describe how happy I am right now. After 22, feeling that loss, I didn't ever want to feel that again. It's a terrible feeling. But you know what? We don't got to feel it today, baby. I just got one last thing to say. Go Birds!
Heard that many times today.
My opinion?
Yes.
Bleeps are better than silence. That is my humble opinion as radio guy. Bleeps are funny.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
When
yeah.
we just pull it down, it sounds like something's wrong. That is my official afternoon show.
I like that.
Opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The bleeps probably land better.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of the dead air there.
I'll pass it along to to everyone cutting them up.
Well, this is my opinion.
I thought Jordan had a good speech, too. I know he ended with singing, but I thought his speech was pretty good.
But Jordan's always good at stuff like that. Yeah. Well, we thank you for listening to our parade coverage today.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful week of celebration for the Eagles Super Bowl championship. So thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to all of our shows. Jack, Fritz of Six is not
And you know what else, Spike?
What's that, Ike?
Today really was about you all, the fans.
Oh,
this was
100%.
About us getting a chance to come together because we don't get... We're not getting paychecks. We're not getting rings from the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. What we get is this. We get the ability to stick our chest out and be braggadocious about the team that we love, that we bleed for. And so today was about the Philadelphia sports fan, the Eagles fan. And it was a great day. You guys showed up, showed out. From everything I can see, it seemed like it was a great day. It was a great turnout. This is our reward. Our reward is the parade and the celebration that comes from these guys winning. And that's all we really want as fans.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yep.
Great. So, no Fritz of Six tonight, right?
Broads.
Oh, this guy, like, he's been working all day.
Oh, Broads.
Dude, we got to that place at like 8:30.
Yeah.
We literally have been working all day today.
Stand there in the cold.
Yeah.
My little toesies are so cold.
Don't worry. You'll go home to your two jackets.
Yes.
Two blankets.
I'm wearing.
By the way, you're going to get home at about 9 o'clock.
I'm going the right way. I think I'll be all right.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And for all the Coopers and the Jalens.
They're born.
And the Shayshans that'll be conceived tonight.
Yes.
See you in 9 months.
Yeah, see you guys in 9 months.
It's called a big dose of D.
We will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening.
That hammer is real, for real.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.